Hi, it's Michael Sinoff here, and I'm the founder and developer of WeightedHands.com. I'm a busy professional, a husband, and a father of two young boys. I started making and using Weighted Hands because I wanted a way to burn a ton of calories in as little time as possible, but I didn't want to get injured doing it. I wanted to eat whatever I wanted without feeling hungry or deprived, and I wanted to be able to maintain my weight. I wanted a low-impact workout so I could save my knees for later. A workout that required no gym memberships, no stair climbers, no treadmills, no ellipticals. I wanted something that feels easy, but to get my heart rate high enough for ongoing conditioning. Well, you're in luck because many of my buying customers have been using Heavy Hands for over 20 years, and they've been generous enough to share their personal stories with you. You'll hear me interview them on how they got started walking with Heavy Hand weights, what it did for their bodies, both in terms of musculature and weight reduction. You'll also learn about their favorite workouts, tips and tricks to burn the most amount of calories in the fastest time possible. So enjoy the interview. Now let's get going. Tell me your story. How did you sustain your injury?
It was a car wreck a little over 4 years ago.
How old are you?
I'm 43.
Where are you located?
Kentucky.
You're in Kentucky. Okay. So, explain what occurred. You had a car accident, and can you explain the injury?
It was a standard car accident, nothing weird, just was bad weather, bad tires, and I broke my neck. I don't know exactly how I broke my neck. When they took me to the hospital, it took them a while to get to me, and I was designated a complete C6, 7, 8. I think I messed up my 6, 7, 8. All it really is whatever you have at the top, whatever level. And I went to Frazier Rehab, which is supposed to be one of the best, but it happens to be located in Kentucky, which is Louisville, Kentucky. And they had a really good physical therapy program. They put you up on a treadmill. They hang you on a harness and basically a parachute kind of belt kind of system. And you have people move your leg. And they also have a gym there that you have to pay membership to that you can work out and stuff. And before my injury, I was always an active guy. I played sports back when I was younger, and I just continued to work out, and it was a way of my life. I took care of myself, you know. I was one of these guys that would always do something every day, working out kind of wise. And I'm kind of an engineer. You know, I've done a lot with computers. I've done everything. But I have an engineer way of thinking and going, oh, there has to be something better, or that's pretty cool, or whatever. So I saw all of what Frazier had. The best thing I saw were these little football things that were pretty good, but they never would stay on my hands very good.
All right, I want to just back up. So your injuries, C6, 7, and 8, what does that mean? You didn't have any feelings from the chest down? Explain how that affected you physically.
Stop me anytime you want. I'm full of detail.
That's okay. I like the detail. I'll stop you. That's fine.
Sometimes I'm too much detail, so I try to go on. But what that means, when you're a cervical level, that's what the C stands for, and at that level 6, you typically are paralyzed from the nipples down, and you don't have any finger function. You don't have your wrist, but you don't have your fingers.
You can bend your hand at the wrist?
Oh, yeah. I got full wrist.
And is it strong?
No, of course not. I call it the fence line. They're on the property line, the fence line of the injury. Anything on that property line where that spinal cord lost its blood, very few people have it severed. Most of it just gets some blood cut off. I got all my blood cut off for a couple hours, and that was all she wrote. The spinal cord was dead from there down forever.
Do your forearms and your biceps and triceps, do those atrophy?
Of course. You know, you think about it. You know, I think we can work together. If you want a business opportunity, and I'm looking for business opportunities, I think we can work good together because I used to work out. I've had gym memberships forever. And I know stuff. If you think about it, once you lose your fingers, I hate it. I got this big chest. I got these arms. And I got these little damn hands because I can't do anything with them. And so you can't grab a hold of anything. What happens is you just don't do anything with them. Your forearms become little. Your arms become little.
Yeah, because you need your hands to give it some resistance.
If you start using regular weights, you're just going to get hurt. You're going to drop it.
You couldn't use a regular weight, could you?
No, you can't. You have those, I hate them, but the Velcro stuff, you chrome to your wrist.
Yes.
And here's the difference. That extra distance is the difference.
That's right.
Going from the wrist to the knuckles and the fingers, because I'm going to the fingers, really. I use my hands a lot because I tinker with stuff. People think I'm a para. It's like a magic trick. My hands are so limber that I use them for so much stuff because I work on computers and I work on wood stuff. That's how I stay healthy. And so these things on my hands are just fantastic. And I've been putting off using them because I've just been doing other stuff. I've just now reached a point in my life, I guess, where I can start focusing on this, and then I've got them out and I start using them. I could make you videos. I could try to sell these things. I love them. I was calling just to find out more about them and maybe buy some. I don't have that much money. Hell, I was trying to get my life back together.
I understand.
I could go to these Fraser. We have a lot of places around here, and I know the people that work at the gym. I swear by these things. I've also went to another physical therapy place that was kind of a sister place to Fraser. That was the University of Louisville, where Fraser resides. And it's always good to try to get a second physical therapist or occupational therapist and run through them for a while. You know, these people weren't even spinal cord injury related. Because I was trying to get as much function back as I could with my hands. These guys were more hand specialists, and they didn't even have these things. My mom pulled it out of the closet, and these are the older ones I was telling you about that are the foam, kind of bluish.
I know what you're talking about.
And they have the plastic rubber, too, so I guess they're half pounds.
That's right.
Because I think it weighs a pound.
Okay, so tell me, you put those on your hand. Can you wrap your fingers around the bar?
No. No, my fingers do not move at all.
They won't move at all.
The only way to move them is through this way. It's called tenodesis, and don't even ask me how to spell it, but it's pronounced tenodesis. If you Google it, I'm sure you can find it.
I read about it. It's with your ligaments.
Yeah, and I didn't have any kind of surgery or anything, no. But I'm just good at bending my wrist, and my hand will close pretty well.
Yeah.
And so I've got it the right amount of limber, but yet still rigid enough to still grab stuff. I just push my hand through it. My fingers just kind of naturally wrap around it. I can bend over. Like I told you, I'm in a manual chair, and I can bend over. One of the best exercises is I just bend over rows. Like I say, I love dumbbells, barbells. Up in my prime, when I was in my maybe early 30s, I was working out pretty heavy with some guys. I never bench pressed 315. I always wanted to get 315. Never could get it. I could squat 405, and I could deadlift 405 to give you an idea where I was at. I'm familiar with weights. So when I put these things on, it's the best they ever felt since back when I was working out like normal.
Yeah. All right, so it gave you the ability. I mean, I know you only have 2 pounds, and that's not a lot, but you could put additional weight on there as long as you could do your row and have it not slip off your hands.
And it doesn't because I use my wrist. I tilt my wrist up. It's the best exercise of all when it comes right down to it, too, is just sitting there watching TV. I can have these things on and just work my wrists up and down.
Yeah.
Working my forearm up and working my forearm on the bottom. And that's the main thing that somebody like me would want to do with these things, at the very minimum. And you have so much more ability to grab things, to do things, to transfer. I think when you leave the hospital, you should be given these things. If you're a physician and you don't have these things and you don't use them every day, you're silly. You're missing out. You can even take the weights off yourself. I can't. All I do is I put my mouth on it and kind of turn it and I wedge stuff. I would like all the weights to be rubber-coated. That was one thing I was going to ask you because I saw how your new weights now are...
They're metal. Okay. Rubber-coated so you can maybe get up in your mouth or have some grip to them.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I do a lot of things with my mouth and with my chin, and I put stuff on. And the metal would probably hurt my legs. And so any sharp edges and metal don't go good with my legs. And that's what will happen. And I end up leaving these in my lap when I'm doing something, and I worry about my gonads and my...
That makes sense. So they would have to be kind of soft and so you could work with them.
It would make things more pleasant.
Yeah, I understand.
To put a rubber coating on it, like some kind of this rubber coating on the weights you already have.
Sure.
It would make them a little heavier. I personally wouldn't care about it if it was a little bit off on the weight and you take the weights you have and put a little more weight by the rubber coating. I think it would be fine just for special needs. Mm-hmm. But what made me get these out of the closet is that it's so easy for people to do stuff for you. That's what happens to most people in my position. And it takes so long to do everything and it's so hard to do everything. You usually end up having somebody do something for you because everybody's in a hurry, you know, and they just want to do it for you. Here, let me get that for you. And I'm trying to get my life back together, trying to figure out what to do now. And I had this epiphany to go play wheelchair rugby. I'm going to do it. I want to move to Austin, Texas, and I want to get myself in shape. I know with the shape that I'm in that I can go there and I can get on that team. I've learned the point systems, how the wheelchair rugby system works and stuff. There's a point system. It's based on your level of disability. I know darn well that I can go there with a little bit of physical conditioning of my own. Mm-hmm. I guarantee I can make that team and even be a good player on that team. And that's what I'm going to do. And so that's why I got these weights out. And I swear, with these weights, let me back up a little bit. Because I've been in these gyms at Fraser, and that gym has special equipment from Europe someplace. It wasn't Germany. I want to say Germany, but it was someplace like that, but like Scandinavia. And it was special wheelchair, disabled people equipment type stuff. And still, I couldn't halfway get in any of the stuff. You had to have somebody still help you adjust it. So I went over to the K cable pulls. I found these things that you could put around your wrist.
Yeah.
Like a D-ring.
You know, for the cable pulls?
Yep. And so I spent a lot of time doing that, but still got to where I could put an S-hook on it, and then I could hook myself up to it. But look how cumbersome that is. Look how hard that is. And then you still have to have the gym. Who's going to buy that kind of equipment, you know, if you have it at your house? I literally could not figure out what to do to work out. And then my mom brought these things out. I didn't really take them serious. Once I did, I was like, these things are beautiful.
Because not only can you work your wrist, you can do your shoulders, wherever you can move your arms.
I do military presses with them individually, and my shoulders are on fire. See, the shoulders are my new everything, because my shoulders connect me to my chair, connect me to everything I do.
What do you mean by that, they connect you to your chair?
They do everything. Like, if you're in a wheelchair yourself with your hands and your hands work, when you grab your wheels, you grab them, and you got a grip on them.
Yeah.
It's completely different. Your biceps can do stuff, your triceps can do stuff,
true,
your wrist can do things. Picture this. Take a 2x4, I've used a chopstick. Try to push your wheelchair with a chopstick or a 2x4. You're not really grabbing it. It is so hard on your shoulder because all that friction of whatever you're pushing with has to come from your shoulder.
I see. So you're using, like, the palm by your wrist to push off with your arm and shoulder?
Whatever I can get leverage on, if I can't grip it, my wheel has rubber coating on it to give me a little bit more grip.
Yeah.
And that's what wheelchair people do. They have a spray that they spray on their hands, like a cement type stuff to give them extra grip and all that kind of stuff. The thing is, my shoulders are my million-dollar body part now. I guess that's what I was trying to say. And how these guys hurt their shoulders is they'll spend all day doing nothing, and then they'll want to go transfer to the bed or transfer to a car, and they're going to rip their shoulders apart. And these things right here would prevent that.
That happens a lot?
Oh, yes. Well, that's usually the death of, not the death, I just say it figuratively, but
death of mobility.
Yeah, is you'll end up having a shoulder injury, and then how do you ever repair that? You end up going into an electric chair, or you end up going into a bed, and then you can't move around because it's your shoulder, because once you go back into your manual chair, your shoulder hurts, and you can't do this, and you can't do that. See, I've always believed in physical therapy. People tell me, oh, my back hurts, and I want to go to the doctor. I'm like, no, go exercise. Get up off the couch. Go outside. Best preventive maintenance is exercise. I've always said an active back is a happy back.
Tell me, how many times did you see this shoulder injury, and when did you start realizing that this is really commonplace?
Oh, they tell you about it. The year that I got out of inpatient, I had my accident in basically beginning of 2013, the end of 2012. So in 2013-14, Louisville, Kentucky hosted the national championships for the quad rugby teams for the United States. And so I got to see a lot of guys that had done something different. Most of the people just go home and do nothing. After something like this, they give up. They don't really do anything. People at home take care of them, and they just die. I hate to be short and blunt, but people are too stupid, and they end up hurting their shoulders.
Yeah.
And that's why I got the shoulder. I have a power chair, so I started out even weaker. In addition to my spinal cord injury, I also had a shoulder injury that happened at the same time but was unrelated. It was called a brachial plexus stretch, which is basically the nerves that come out of your spine that go down your shoulder. Mine got stretched real bad, but those grow back. So basically I had no right tricep. I was right-handed, and I had no right tricep and no right wrist pulling up. Like if you turn your hand, like your palm upward, I had no wrist going upward. I had my wrist going backwards, like my knuckles up. That injury heals at about a centimeter a month by natural healing. And I got my tricep back a couple of years ago, and you know, I've been working it. Now I'm starting to get that wrist back. I'm using your heavy hands now that right wrist is coming back. It's made a difference. Because you end up not using it because you couldn't use it. I don't know anything else like this that you can put on your hand like that. It's this easy to put on and off. You don't have to tape it. You don't have to stretch a belt. I just slam my hand in it. I leave it on. I can even move my wheelchair around with this thing on. I leave them on. I take them off to do other stuff.
That is interesting. Do you have any idea how many spinal injuries similar to yours there are?
A bunch. You would not believe. Frazier, they're one of the big ones. Frazier, Kessler. Oh, God, there's a bunch of. When I was in there myself, there's an entire floor of this hospital. It's called the 10th floor. And there's how many rooms? At least 20 rooms on that floor of all spinal cord injuries. And it was completely full at all times. I was lucky to get in there.
How many months were you there?
They want to get you in and get you into outpatients. You're usually there maybe 4, 5, 6 weeks. There's so many opportunities that I cannot believe these heavy hands aren't in there yet, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are so many opportunities for these to be there along the way, because there's a little gym outside of the inpatients. There is a gym inside the outpatients, a completely separate floor. There's a gym that's on an entire different floor that you pay for. You pay $50 a month to join. And they have other gyms for other things. I swear to you, if I went up there with these, the people I know up there, I swear to God, I could sell them. I don't know how I could. It's one of these things that would sell themselves.
All right, so let me try and understand. So let's say I'm at that hospital, and I'm the guy who owns the gym, and you're going to come up and see me, and you're going to show me these things. What would you just say to me, just in your normal conversation? How would you pitch it to me, just based on what you know about your injury and all the injuries of the guys coming into that gym? What would you say?
I would have one of these in my lap and just hold it out in front of them and ask them if they've ever seen it before. And if anybody knows anything about physical exercise and knows anything about somebody that's a spinal cord injury, this thing will sell itself. I'd say this thing will revolutionize your physical therapy. I guarantee my name to it. That's what I would tell them.
Let's say I don't know much about spinal cord injury. I'd say, Shane, what's so special about that, and why is it going to help my patient?
I've shown. I've put it on and shown. The proof is in the pudding. They can look at my hands. They can look at my forearms, and I would say, this is what did it. There's nothing else that is in the world that can do it. You know, what I was doing before this was I was using one hand on the other hand, just using that as friction. And I was trying to think, how in the heck can I do this easier? And I don't know why I kick myself. I haven't pulled these off the shelf sooner.
If you don't have any weight in your hand, you can't work your forearms.
No.
You're listening to an interview on Michael Senoff's weightedhands.com.
That's exactly right. Your forearms get smaller and weaker.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, is there any other way to work your forearm if you don't have any resistance in your hand?
When I'm doing push-ups, it's kind of working them. It's more balanced. And then when I'm picking things up, I have to pick things up by lifting my wrist with my knuckles toward the ceiling, because that's usually a better way to pick things up, because you can kind of make a upper angle. And so really, it's like you don't use them very much. Your arms get weaker, they get smaller, and then you do less. Basically, I'll tell somebody, do you want to decompose? Do you want to waste away nothing? Do you want your mom to always have to do this for you? Then if you do, then don't use it. You know, you don't need it. If you want to actually be independent and you want to pick up things on your own and you want to be able to transfer to your car, you want to be able to transfer to the toilet, then use these.
Because the only thing you got left is your arms.
I don't have to sell these things to the people. If you show these to anybody, I mean, when it comes to a market that I guess people have hands, I don't know. The people that I call it just don't have hands, and they put these things on, or if their mother puts them on, or if their brother puts them on, they're going to be like, holy crap.
So you gave me an idea of an improvement based on your situation, because you sometimes need to use your chin and your mouth to change the weights. And you're a tinkerer. How else could you improve this for your specific use?
The only ones I have are the ones I told you about. Are they AMF?
AMF, yeah.
It seems like the handle is a little bit flexible. I can make it a little tighter and looser just by kind of pushing it inward and outward. That's a great feature if it's able to do that. You see what I'm saying? Because people's hands are going to be different sizes, and even my hand, you know, it's going to get bigger and smaller, and it starts sliding down. If you can push that handle together to make it kind of a little bit tighter and then push your hand there, that'd be great. Because you're going to have adolescents, you're going to have big old men, you're going to have females.
Yes.
So some way to adjust that tension on that handle. I think what makes this thing so revolutionary, so beautiful, is it's so easy to use. You just slide your hand in it, and you use it. Why would you not?
Did you go to my website, weightedhands.com?
I looked under heavy hands. Here's a funny story. When I was first given these, I didn't have my computer. I think I was given these in the hospital. Give my mom credit for it. I think she even brought them to me in the hospital. I was looking up heavy hands then, and I kind of put it on the back burner, because I couldn't figure out what I wanted to figure out. And so now, since I got them back out off the shelf, I was able to get into my computer and look at the stuff. So, yeah, I went to Heavy Hands, and I saw where it had your number a couple times. And I said, I'm just going to call this number. I saw where it had your name and your number.
But do you think if you had 11 pounds on those, you could do your rows with them and do some stuff?
Absolutely. I'd use my wrist angled up toward the ceiling and sliding off. That's what you had to do. Any weight you have to do that with. That's the kind that Velcro around your wrist.
Yeah, the wrist weights.
I just don't like those. They're not down far enough. They slide. You see, my arms are longer. I'm 6'3". And so you put those things on your arms, they're sliding up and down, and you're not really getting the leverage and stuff. But people would be missing the whole point. I don't know what the comparison is, to be honest with you. because, like, those Velcro ankle weight type things that you have in most places, they're connected to a different part of the body. It may seem like it's only a couple inches, but it's a couple of joints. It's a wrist. It's a knuckle. It's a big difference between putting them on. The further you can get them out on your hand like that and to secure the grip, the better. Like I said, Michael, the only thing I wanted to do was to call you because I was interested. But if you want to do more, we can do whatever you want to do.
When are you planning on moving?
Where I'm at right now in Kentucky, I already have an inn at the place because I was there, and I know the people. One of the guys that was a main guy there that was in the actual therapy when I was on the treadmill that was doing the stepping, he's been there for like 15 years, and he moved up. He's head of the gym now. He's, like I say, kind of my buddy. I don't know why he wouldn't buy it. I know Frazier. I know I could sell some. But now, at the very minimum, I just want to get a couple pounds for myself for the ones I have. If that's the bare minimum I have to do today,
yeah.
I'm willing to buy something for this. Stronger than these. If you need a dent on something, like your new handle, I would definitely be receptive.
Tell you what, you've got 2 pounds in each hand. If you could get one additional weight increment, what would you like? 3 pounds, 4 pounds in each hand, 5 pounds in each hand? What's ideal?
I don't want to bite off more than I can chew. I don't know.
You're 2 pounds in each hand. I mean, do you think you've got to work it up incrementally?
There's so many different exercises.
I know, unless you're doing a lot of reps. And that's a good way to go. Even with 2 pounds, if you keep doing your overhead press, you're going to feel the burn. You know what I mean?
Especially when I do it single-armed. What happens with my spine, it's probably consistent with other guys' spine, too. When your spine starts moving left and right, you start getting spasms. Your body starts kind of going crazy. So I can be in my chair, and I'll put my left arm up to the ceiling and then bring my right arm down. I'll do it like vice versa, like a stair-stepper kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so the 2 pounds that I have now are great. They're not going to be useless. I'm just wanting to do some things that can be like my biceps, my triceps. They're a lot stronger than the 2 pounds. So you're talking about individual weight with 4 pounds. I'm going to grow. Like what I was telling you is my belief of the physical body is that my muscles are there. I just have to wake them up because I've had 4 years of atrophy pretty much. I need to wake my body up. And I'm going to outgrow, hopefully, whatever it is pretty soon. So I guess whatever you think.
All right.
I'm going to take these with me to Frazier. This is one of the few things that I think that if I don't take the opportunity because I know that there's a market for this, I love it so much. Man, I'm just out of rehab. I want to go to these places and sell it because I didn't. They need it, and I know somebody's going to do it. I think there'd be so much benefit at the rehab places. I swear by this thing. I never could understand why they didn't have anything. Maybe they just didn't know.
They just may not know about it. So in rehab, what were their ideas for you as a patient to maintain your muscle mass in your forearm?
Well, they had the wrist weights, and then they had the regular barbells. Typically what they did, those little barbells, they would take some tape and tape them to your hands.
You're kidding. They tape them.
Yeah, they tape them to your hands. They'd waller around and kind of fall off, and it was almost a joke. And like I said, there's these footballs that were weighted that kind of fit in your hand pretty good, but they were just big old footballs. And heavy hands does it much, 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 much better.
Okay. So they put a weighted football in your hand and tell you to work with those, right?
Right. And they had a little strap that you would strap to your hand. I think it was Velcroed, and it didn't do very good. It wouldn't stay on my hand for anything.
Wow. That's pretty lame, huh?
They didn't have anything. They really didn't. And any of the equipment, you really need your hands to work it. And you don't need equipment for somebody like an SCI, a spinal cord injury. I'm a believer of free weight because you have stabilizers. You trigger a lot of muscles, not just your bicep. And so I don't really agree with us spinal cord injuries getting in machines because I think it limits our range of motion. And plus, how do you have a machine fit every different wheelchair and every different person? You can't. But these things, who can they not fit? You know, if you have your hands, they will fit you, you know, and you can get a great workout every single exercise imaginable. There's nothing you can't do. There's no body part you can't work. The wonderful pec and chest exercises. I do these things that I kind of call them whip exercises with my biceps and my wrists. I'm sitting up. I kind of like whip my arm kind of down and up like a whip. It's great for my biceps.
All right, so listen, I'm going to invest a few $100 in these because, you know, these are pretty expensive. So when you get them, could you have someone do some videos with your iPhone of you doing some of the exercises?
Yes, I'll do that. I've already thought about that. I was wanting to go to my church. And this is before I even thought of the heavy hands. I wanted to start like a little exercise kind of thing at my church. I want to help people. I feel like it's all in the attitude.
Yeah.
You have to share with people. This lady there is about 20 years older than me, who's going through a surgery, and she's overweight. And I said, all she needs to do is just have it a way, I mean, it's a mentality.
Yeah.
You know, a paradigm shift. And just make it a way of life. And that's what I think these things about the heavy hands, they're sitting on my bed right now. I can take them to bed with me. I can put them in my chair with me. And they make me feel so much stronger and they're so easy to use. That's what I was trying to say earlier, is I'm not a salesman when it comes to things. These things, if you want to be healthy, I can't imagine not using them.
I mean, I'm just thinking, you're going through physical therapy. What physical therapy could a spinal cord patient actually do that's substantial if you have no grip work?
Like I was telling you, I got myself in a position, I hooked myself up. There were these Velcro wrist straps that had a D-ring on them, and I hooked myself to the cable crossovers, and that's about the only thing I could do that was worth any kind of weight.
I got you. All right, so listen. So the sad thing is you have spinal cord injury patients who give up because they don't believe there's any kind of exercise they can do because they've lost the use of their hand. And what they end up ultimately doing is going home and just sitting and atrophying, and they become reliant on someone to take care of them for the rest of their life.
That's exactly right.
Okay, so it doesn't have to be like that. Now there's a tool that any spinal cord patient in, let's say, your situation, who loses the ability of his hand, can now maintain and exercise his forearm and bicep and shoulders and lats and do all the range of exercises and stay strong and healthy and be not dependent on anyone and take care of themselves for the rest of their life.
That's exactly right, Michael.
That's the difference. One tool.
I don't know why there can't be a paradigm shift in the physical therapy world. We're talking kind of grandeur, but I really love the heavy hands. And I'm an engineer by trade. I'm a computer geek. I know stuff. I research stuff. And I can foresee things. I kind of know when things are going to happen. And all that equipment they had in those therapy rooms, what good are they? They don't want us there. They want us to go home so the next patient can come through, right?
Yeah.
But what do we do when we go home?
Uh-huh.
The only thing that insurance will buy if you're under 21, it's a thing you stand in, that you get into, it helps you stand up, and you can kind of exercise in it. That's about the only thing they'll buy. And it's good, but for people like me, we can't have that stuff. So we go home, and unless we go to a gym, we don't really want to go to a gym because people stare at us, we can't use the equipment, that kind of stuff. Who has the money to buy their own, and how do you use it? And so when you're at home, what do you do? Like, I've just been doing push-ups off my bed. Like, I'll lean over in my wheelchair. I'll do push-ups off my bed. You know, I'll pick up some things and do some curls.
What spinal cord injuries would these not work for? I guess someone who loses the ability of their arms, right?
I've lost maybe a little bit of wrists, I guess you can say. I'm starting to go up to my arms. I don't feel my triceps.
Yeah.
But I can use them.
Okay.
If I hold my hands straight out with my thumbs toward the ceiling, and you take a pencil and you go down the middle of my hand and the middle of my arm and right across my nipples, that's kind of where my property line is, dictated by my spinal cord injury level. If you're even like a half inch higher, I would have lost my wrists completely. I probably would have lost my triceps completely. I would have maintained my biceps. So I think a C5, which is a level above me, I don't know this, but they still have biceps but not triceps. What happens is, too, is you get incomplete, and so it's hard to answer that question fully.
All right.
You can get somebody at a higher level, at C4, but they're incomplete, and they can actually do more stuff than me. They would benefit from it, even though they're technically a higher level of injury, but they didn't get all the blood cut off to it to injure their spinal cord as much. But, yeah, to answer your question, honestly, some guys do push-ups with just their shoulders. They don't even have any biceps or triceps. They use just their shoulders to do stuff. So I guess even if you didn't have biceps and triceps, you could still benefit from these things. Just shoulders.
All right, great.
And it takes my whole life just to support myself, I swear. I don't want to overstate it, but I swear these heavy hands make everything I do easier. Because my shoulders hold my whole body up. Anytime I lean out, I'm holding myself up with my hands. Because, like I say, it's a magic trick of sorts. And so after a while, like I've been at a dining room table for a while, my shoulders just start fatiguing. The whole thing is that normal spinal cord injuries, they hurt their shoulders because they're doing static pressure all the time, and they're not getting a proper range of motion. And when you use heavy hands, you turn your shoulders that are problematic. People think that, oh, I've been working my shoulders all day. I'm like, no, you haven't. You've been abusing them all day. put these heavy hands on and do proper range of motion and get blood and stuff into your shoulders, and you'll have much stronger and better shoulders. I'm excited, Michael. I'm going to Texas, and I can't see how in a training camp for wheelchair rugby, why these would not be extremely important.
Oh, absolutely. I want you to send me an email with all your information, your shipping address and everything, okay?
Okay.
And I'll get you some gear out, and I'll get it to you. And then once you get it, let's talk on the phone and see how it fits, and we'll just take it from there.
I'm excited. I think it'll be good for both of us.
All right, great. I'm willing to give it a go.
I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for the opportunity and sharing your story. I really appreciate it. And go check out my weightedhands.com. That's my main website.
Okay.
For more great interviews like this, go to Michael Senoff's weightedhands.com.